So the jobless rate went up at the higher end of the consensus forecast, sits at 4.3. The bad news is there's more where that came from. So in a comparatively short period of time, the job market, of course, has been upended in terms of choice. Kendall Langston, co-founder of Pivot and Pace, and is with us. Kendall, morning.
Good morning, Mike.
How dramatic has it been in the grand scheme of things from what we saw with the borders closed and nobody being able to find anybody to what we've got this morning?
Oh, look, it's significant. We're involved in recruiting a number of people, not only within our business, within some of our clients' businesses at the executive level. It's night and day. You're getting, last year, this time, you'd be getting a handful of people that are suitable applicants. In two situations in the last couple of weeks, we've seen well over 60 applications that are pretty good quality for some of these roles.
So what happens to wages now? Are they on the, is the pressure to go downwards or to repress them?
I think wages at the moment are holding, but there's definitely a situation where it's tipped back towards employers. You know, there's more negotiation. There's certainly more uncertainty in the job market. And people are mindful of their jobs and security.
Can you get good people? Getting some people is one thing, getting good people is another. Will good people always have work?
Oh, definitely. Good people always have work. I think the challenge at the moment in most businesses is around leadership and good young talent coming through. So in the leadership space, it's very hard to sort of front load in a short period of time 10 years of experience. So experience is where companies are carrying risk. And I think if there's one good thing that came out of the COVID period, New Zealand businesses are well aware of how little they were actually investing in the development of leaders.
So this culture thing that we talk about, part of what came out of COVID is a lot of work from home, a lot of four-day weeks, a lot of 8% pay rises, a lot of young people wanting the right culture and slushies and all the other nonsense. Has that been curtailed or not?
Oh, look, I think there's an element of, you know, in my opinion, we've got a convergence of intergenerational change. So we've got COVID, we've got tech, we've got young people coming through into the workplace. And so that was happening anyway, but it was just starkly brought into our horizon when the borders shut and suddenly there was nobody in the job market that we could employ. And I think with young people now, you've got to lead them in a different way. So, yeah, they have some different views, but they need guiding, coaching and mentoring. You know, there are many upsides for young people coming through into the workplace.
Also, institutional knowledge is important because I was talking about we're going to 5.5 allegedly by the middle of next year. So we've got another year of this negative talk. But if you go back, and you don't have to go back that far into the 90s, the early 2000s, we've been way worse than where we are. This isn't the end of the world, is it?
No, it's not. But I think New Zealand overall, you know, if there's a few gaps, it's in our leadership. We have low productivity. We have low levels of engagement. That's an output of leadership. And, you know, for too long we've winged it. Now there's a real focus on development and professional development. And you know, so the reality is there's well over half the people in C-suites in many of New Zealand's businesses that have been there less than 2 years. Most of them haven't led through a tight market, Mike.
Good insight, Kendall. Appreciate it very much. Kendall Langston, who's the advisor to CEOs and boards, co-founder of Pivot and Pace.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.